Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Today we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples gathered in prayer. In the Gospel for this feast, Jesus breathed on the apostles and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit," anticipating something that would come to its full expression at Pentecost. This links the resurrection and Pentecost. It shows us that the outpouring of the Spirit is the result of Jesus' cross and resurrection. It is not disconnected from the work of Christ. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit that dwelt in Jesus and that guided him in his mission. There are three dimensions to the action of the Holy Spirit that we see on display in this passage. First, there's the spiritual impact, signified by the greeting of peace. It is the peace of being perfectly united to Christ in the Holy Spirit. God had promised that in the final times, he would no longer reveal his law on tablets of stone, but that he would write it in our hearts. When that took place, it wouldn't be a tense life anymore, us against the law. The commandments feeling like an alienating imposition. And that's what happened with the Spirit coming on the disciples. He became their interior law, as the hymn says, "Dulcis hospes anime," sweet guest of the soul. The heart of that new law is that you experience God's love for you. That is the fundamental gift. And when you have that gift, the commandments become light. It's what you want to do, because you want to live always in the Father's presence. The second dimension is the moral restoration. Through the Holy Spirit, our emotions are healed. Our souls receive a new harmony. We see ourselves in a different way. We see this in the disciples, in the way they go from fear to boldness, and also in their joy. The third dimension is the charismatic one, which is connected to our God-given mission. Jesus says to the disciples they can no longer live for themselves. He sends them on a mission, just like the Father sent him. That's why he gives them charisms, languages, power to sanctify, wisdom to teach, courage, condensed here in the authority to forgive sins. So what calls your attention in the way the Holy Spirit works? Have you seen signs of the Holy Spirit in you or in others in recent times? What dimension of the action of the Holy Spirit resonates with you?